أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية. We are still in the Surah Ghashiyah, which is usually sunnah to be recited in the Jummah Salat. And in the Surah where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes the conditions of the people of Jannah also and the people of Jahannam also, and then the great Qudrat of Allah by which we can understand the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and the preparation for Akhirat. So previously we had read that people who did not prepare for Akhirat, in fact those who did not even believe in the year after, and who denied the life of the year after, the life of the Qabr, especially those people, the non-believers, atheists, etc., non-believers, these people will suffer a terrible consequence. And also those people who transgressed and broke the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Previously we read one of the punishments will be, they will come on the day of Qiyamah, such people, with great, great fright on their faces. You will easily be able to see that these people are in a state of great fright and they are very, very frightened. And also these people will be amongst those who are amilatun nasiba, who made lot of effort and diary, endless effort, but in spite of that they have to suffer these terrible consequences. That is, their beliefs were not correct. But they made lot of mujahada, lot of effort for deen also, according to them, in their understanding. And they made lot of ibadat also, riyazat also. But because their aqaid were not correct, and then they will get nothing whatsoever, and a terrible punishment will face them on that day. Also, from here we can understand those people who make endless effort for this dunya, and continuously, and no effort for deen. They exhausted themselves in all their efforts, but their result is a zero, or even worse, it will be minus. So therefore we have to see first and foremost that our aqaid are correct, and the aqaid which Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Quran Sharif, and which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, which is known today in our common circles as the Ahlus Sunnah, with those people who follow the Sunnah, wal Jama'at, the Jama'at of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That is what we must follow, and those are the correct aqaid. So further then, Allah Ta'ala says, these people, tasla narun hamiya, girenge dehekti hui aagbe, they will fall into a very blazing fire. They will enter into a blazing fire, that we can understand how terrible the consequences will be. And for non-believers, this will be eternal, forever and ever. So it is no small thing. Yeah, just a little bit steam of boiling water we cannot tolerate. When the flame of a match stick we cannot tolerate. The flame of a cigarette lighter we cannot tolerate. Then this blazing fire, which will be worse than all the fires of this world put together, how will a person be able to tolerate that? For that, we have to be very careful for ourselves also, our families also, and our children, our progeny, where they are going, with whom they are mixing. As it is understood, may it not be correct, but the impression we get that generally university students have got this in their mind, that of Darwin's theory of evolution, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, is the result of a monkey that later transformed and he became a human being. Na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah. Whereas in so many ayats of the Quran, clearly Allah states that He is the creator of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into being by the creation of Allah Ta'ala. That any other wrong beliefs, which today we ourselves, our youngsters, we are bombarded with this wrong beliefs. And if a person is not on his guard, not conscious of his iman, he doesn't know what infiltrates within him and what has settled in his heart and what beliefs he has got.
So it is very important, otherwise with the terrible consequences that a person might make lot of effort still, but then he has to face this terrible fire, and this will be in the year Allah Ta'ala says they will fall into this blazing fire. In other places Allah Ta'ala says they will be made to fall on their faces and then dragged into the fire of Jahannam. In other places Allah Ta'ala says they will be humped together, and then all of them will be pushed into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us and save all of men and jinn and all the people and jinn that will come till the day of Qiyamah. We must make dua also, worry about ourselves also, our families, and that our the whole of mankind also. And we can't reach and we can't speak to everyone, but dua we can make. We must make this dua regularly for ourselves, our progeny, and for the whole of mankind, and for jinn also, because that is a life which is eternal and it is very, very severe. So this will be a blazing fire. Further there, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Tusqa min aynin aniya. Pani milega ek chashme kholte huye ka. They will get water to drink from a boiling fountain. Water will be boiling and coming out, boiling from the ground, from inside. That will be their drink. When they will be, it's quite clear, suffering in the fire of Jahannam, and then they will feel the immense thirst. And they will scream out involuntarily, we want water, so that our thirst could be quenched. And then they will be given water of this fountain, of the spring, that will be boiling water. And ulama have written, this is not far-fetched, because in this world, we get many places where water comes out hot from the ground. Many places, not only hot springs, but boiling water comes out from the ground. There are such places also in the world where there are plants in the water, in the sea. But if you touch those plants, your hands will burn. Whichever part of your body touches it, though it is in water, but you burn. So when Allah has shown His Qudrat in this world, then in the Akhirah, Allah's Qudrat is absolute everywhere. So these are things that we have to fear very, very greatly, that they will be given this water. It is also narrated, when they will put just that water to their mouth, their lips will get scalded, they will get burnt with that heat, immense heat of it. Also other narrations say that the lower lip will go right down, the upper lip will go right up because of that intense heat, and this will be that punishment. And that is there that is going to happen. Here is the place now that we have to save ourselves. We must make lot of shukr. For the vast majority of us, we were born in Muslim homes. For us, it is just a matter of looking after this iman which Allah has given us. Then there are many of those people whom Allah blessed with iman later in their lives. They also are extremely fortunate, and all of us, we have to look after this iman which Allah has blessed us. And at the same time, we must be concerned of the rest of mankind and humanity also, that what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. So these were those who will be those terrible consequences that mankind will have to face, and jinnat also. And this is why Allah has put us here to test us, that will we obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Are we going to break His laws and transgress? This is a thing that we have to be concerned for ourselves also. Normally we are more concerned for our dunya, our rozi, our living in this world. But the real major concern must be the Akhirah. It is also narrated that a person who makes his fikr and worry the Akhirah, Allah sees to his matters of this dunya. Then just with little bit effort of this dunya, Allah gives lot of barakat, and he doesn't have to engage and involve himself so much in this dunya. And Allah makes his dunya also when he has got the fikr of Akhirah. So the fikr of Akhirah is a major thing in a Muslim's life. That is why Allah has put us here, not to worry about this dunya, but about the akhirat. Of course, we have to see to our dunya, but when we make akhirat our object, Allah Ta'ala makes our dunya very easy for us. May Allah give us all the speaker, and more than that, Allah shower His special mercy upon all us of us, that we this iman, we look after it, we protect it, and we go with the required iman which Allah requires, and the required Islam, and the required practices which Allah wants of us, and we go in that state from this world, and then we go into eternal bliss and enjoyment. May Allah in His mercy, and by the barakat of Quran Sharif, and the barakat of this great month of Ramadan that is coming upon us, may Allah bless us with these realities, and make our dunya also easy, and make our akhirah very, very successful for us.